Mic check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 5, 7, 9, 2, 4. 5, 7, 9, 2, 4.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Thank you.
the starting lineup for your Asheville Tours, presented by Five Guys. Leading off at center field, number 7, Logan Sonny. Batting second, left fielder, number 38, Luis Baez. Batting third, designated hitter, number 22, Luis Encarnacion. Batting fourth, at catcher, number 12, John Garcia. Batting fifth, third baseman, number 34, Austin Deming. Batting sixth, second baseman, number 3, Norbe Cruz. Batting seventh, your first baseman, number 40, Garrett Guillemets. Batting eighth, right fielder, number 30, Jackson Lofton. Batting ninth, your shortstop, number 15, Ryan Johnson. Starting on the mound for the Tourists, right-hand pitcher number 18, Edinson Batista. Visit Five Guys on Hendersonville Road, South Ashland, on Marion Avenue, north of downtown, and tell them the Tourists sent you for a free milkshake when you order a burger and fries. Hey fans, we're going to hand it over to Doug so he can present us with tonight's Toco Key of the Game. Take it away, Doug.
All right, thanks, Tim. Good evening, Tourist fans. Welcome to the Farmer Field. Back for a special Saturday edition of Tourist Baseball. First out in Fans of the Gates wearing those Dickies uniforms. Probably for back-to-back wins. That's right. Asheville beat this Hickory Triad team last night. Final score was 10-6. A great offensive showing from Asheville. Looking a lot like themselves. And of course, we've seen throughout the course of the year, top to bottom in the order, anyone can beat you. Going to our Temple Community Credit Union. Key to the game, we're focused on the offense. And a big back yesterday. I know it's a new day. Things can certainly change. With the Tourists, 10 runs yesterday, they had 3 home runs, 14 total hits. Asheville also worked 7 walks, a couple other base runners, so just constant pressure being applied. Asheville is certainly capable of doing that night in and night out. So from the Tourists, it's going to be our Tucker Community Credit Union key to the game here today. Hey fans, do you know the difference between a bank and a credit union? I didn't think so. Credit unions are never wrong. It's up with Community Credit Union. Serve our members, not stakeholders, who pass the savings to you. Manage competitive rates and lower fees and charges. Toco's been in Western North Carolina since 1935. Toco, the members matter.
The second to last.
The answer to fine. Will you remind me tomorrow? Okay, thanks. Also,
thank you. In the cool Catawba River mist, there's excitement in the air. From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere. From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me Crawdads baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. There's an old rebel spirit in every part of France Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own number one. Some good old-fashioned fun. Join your friends and family. The good times have just begun. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me Crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. Hickory's own
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
It's time for Crawdads pregame as we take a look at last night's action and set the scene for tonight's contest. Let's go to the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And good evening. We welcome you to historic McCormick Field in Asheville, North Carolina on this Saturday night. Little Saturday night South Atlantic League Baseball as the Hickory Crawdads take on the Asheville Tourist in the fifth game of a six-game set that features these two clubs. I mentioned earlier in the season these two clubs would face off 12 times in the second half of the season, all here at historic McCormick Field. Game five of that 12-game set broken up into two series. taking place tonight. Last night, things didn't go great for the Crawdads as they would fall 10-6 on the strength of three two-run home runs for the Asheville Tourists. As they would bang the ball around the yard last night, they had 14 hits. The Crawdads had 11 hits, but they really weren't able to muster much of anything offensively after the fourth inning. They're going to try to fix that tonight. They'll also send Cole Drake to the mound to try to see if they can get back to some winning ways. The loss last night snapped a four-game win streak for the Crawdads. They'll try to get back to it this evening. We come back on the other side of the timeout. We'll take a look at tonight's pitching matchup, get you the starting lineups, and be that much closer to a 6:05 first pitch here in Asheville, North Carolina. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
And we welcome you back to historic McCormick Field here in Asheville, North Carolina, the fifth game of the six-game set between the Hickory Crawdads and the Asheville Tourists taking place this evening. You know, I've mentioned in previous broadcast that I thought that Hickory, every time you'd go to a Hickory Crawdads game, you'd see a lot of fans wearing jerseys there. Well, I've got to be honest with you. Apparently that's a thing in Asheville, too, is they had a jersey giveaway night to where folks were literally lined up the street. Now, of course, the dynamics here at this ballpark, very different than what you see at LP Franz Stadium. So, therefore, it's going to have a different look to it. It looked like there was a lot of people out there in the yard waiting to get in. But really, it was no different than what you would see at LP Franz Stadium. Just had a different visual to it. But a lot of folks have been given new jerseys this evening that they're wearing. And there have been plenty others that I've seen, of course, this weekend, that have really kind of given you an idea that Asheville is a big fan of the replica jersey also. Well, the guys that are wearing the real jerseys tonight, they're going to be back at it for a Saturday night ball game, as it'll be Edinson Bautista getting the baseball for the Asheville Tourists. He'll be going opposite of Cole Drake. Cole Drake has been really good in his time with the Hickory Crawdads as he's making his sixth start this evening. We'll get to his numbers here in just a moment. As Bautista will take on the Hickory Crawdads this evening, this is the lineup that Chad Comer will roll out this evening. Cam Cawley will lead off. He'll be the designated hitter this evening. Comes in 4-for-17 so far in the series. Sebastian Walcott bats second. He's over at shortstop as customary this evening. Batting third, Jason Morbell in right field. Arturo Disla gets the start at first base. He's going to bat cleanup for the Crawdads. Of course, he just joined the club this week. Batting fifth, Tucker Mitchell. He'll be the catcher this evening. Batting sixth, Glider Figueroa. Had a three-hit game last night for the Crawdads. He'll be playing third base. Quincy Scott bats seventh. He'll be in the lineup playing in left field this evening. Batting eighth will be Yossi Galan. Galan will be in center field this evening for the Hickory Crawdads. And batting ninth will be Danier Cueva. Danier Cueva getting the start this evening. He joined the club this week as well as he comes in 0-6 in the series. But I got a feeling that may change tonight as the Hickory Crawdads will line up this way. Carly Walcott-Morabell, Deesla Mitchell-Figueroa, Scott Galan-Cueva against starting pitcher Edinson Bautista. Bautista has been here all year. He's one of the league leaders in innings pitched this season as he comes in with a 5-5 record, a 5.98 ERA, making his 12th start, 81 and a third innings pitched, 70 hits allowed, 62 runs, 54 earned. He's walked 41. He struck out 75 in those 81 innings. He has a .232 average against. As Bautista, 6'2 right-hander out of the Dominican, a 2019 free agent sign. The Asheville Tourists, fresh off their 14-hit night from last night, will line up this way against Cole Drake. As Logan Cerny, the center fielder, he'll lead off. He had a big two-run home run last night to really help create some distance between the Tourist and the Hickory Crawdads. Batting second, Luis Baez. Baez had a two-run homer last night as well. He's in left field. Luis Encarnacion bats third. He's the designated hitter. John Garcia will bat cleanup. He's the catcher this evening. Batting fifth will be the third baseman, Austin Deming. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Narbe Cruz. Batting seventh, Garrett Gilmet. He'll be at first base in this contest as opposed to the catcher spot that he played last night. Jackson Lofton will bat eighth. He'll be in right field. Batting ninth will be Ryan Johnson, the shortstop for the Asheville Tourist. Cole Drake this year, a 3-2 record on the season, a 3.42 ERA, making his sixth start in the season, 26 and a third innings pitched. He's allowed 20 hits, 10 runs. All of those runs have been earned. He's walked five batters. He struck out 30 for a .204 average against. As Cole Drake has definitely emerged as a very solid pitcher for this Hickory Crawdads club. As the young man hails from Utah. So I'm trying to pull up Cole Drake. He's at the very top of the list now, as a lot of players like Mitch Spratt and others have moved on. He's from Orem, Utah, an 11th round pick from 2022. We come back on the other side of the timeout. We'll take a look at the Major League Baseball schedule of games of import, the entire South Atlantic League schedule, which we've got a lot of makeup games for this evening. All that as we continue on this Saturday night in the South Atlantic League, and we come back on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Friends Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
And we welcome you back to historic McCormick Field here for the Hickory Crawdads pregame show. As we take a look at action from around the South Atlantic League this evening, Brooklyn and Aberdeen, they're currently playing game one of what will be a doubleheader for them tonight. Bowling Green and Rome, they'll be playing two as well. They've just gotten started with game one a little bit ago. Jersey Shore and Hudson Valley, they'll face off against one another this evening. Greensboro and Winston-Salem, they're going to play a pair of games. And Wilmington and Greenville will play a single game this evening. As that's the look around the South Atlantic League, Boston and Texas play on the Major League side. Tampa and Houston do as well. Miami and Atlanta play all later this evening. At this point, we're going to take it down to the field for the national anthem. When we come back on the other side of the timeout, it's first pitch action on a Saturday night in the South Atlantic League right here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Baseball fans, you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, and Black Tie Transportation. We take you now to the Sunbelt Rentals radio booth. It's time for Crawdads Baseball on the Crawdads Radio Network. And we welcome you inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on a Saturday night here in the South Atlantic League. Brian Rushing here with you, ready for action for your Hickory Crawdads as they take on the Asheville Tourists this evening. As the Asheville Tourists last night got the better of the Hickory Crawdads, 10-6 last night. That snapped a four-game winning streak for this Crawdads club. They'll try to see if they can get back to some winning ways tonight. As Cole Drake will get the start for the Crawdads, he'll be facing off against Edinson Bautista. Bautista comes in with a 5-5 record on the year, a sub-6 ERA. As the young man will have an opportunity to face off against this lineup tonight in the Hickory Crawdads. Cam Cawley will lead off. He'll be the designated hitter. Batting second, Sebastian Walcott at shortstop. Jason Morabell bats third. He's over at right field this evening. Arturo Diesla, he'll be batting cleanup at first base. Tucker Mitchell bats fifth. He's the catcher. Glider Figueroa bats sixth at third base. Quincy Scott, the left fielder, is batting seventh this evening. Yossi Galland playing center tonight. He's batting eighth, and batting ninth will be Dayan Cueva. As Daniel Cueva will get the start tonight at second base. The first pitch from Edinson Bautista is a swing and a miss from Cam Cawley. Cam Cawley did not make contact with the baseball. However, his bat flew about 150 feet into that copious foul ground beyond the dugout here at historic McCormick Field. First pitch time tonight, 6:06, 78 degrees, our first pitch temperature. As Cam Cawley comes in, 245 average, 8 home runs, 24 RBI on the season. Cawley last night had 2 hits in the ballgame to go with 2 RBI. It's Bautista misses down. A Cauley, a right-hand batter against the right-hander, Edinson Bautista, the 1-1, catches the outside edge for strike two. 1-2 the count. Behind home plate tonight, Alex Shears calling the balls and strikes. Tatum Littleton is over at first base now. He'll be moving to other spots a little bit later on in the ballgame, presumably. Bautista, his offering. Elevated fastball. Swung on and missed by Cauley. A strikeout to open up the contest. And that'll bring up Sebastian Walcott. Sebastian Walcott, a .253 hitter, 10 home runs, 35 RBI on the season. Last night, Walcott was 1-for-5 with an RBI as he chops the pitch foul at home plate. The Hickory Crawdads occupying the third base dugout here. The Asheville Tourist over on the first base side. The clubhouses are separate of one another, something that you would see more frequently back in the older days of minor league baseball. So the clubs would basically just go right out to their respective clubhouses, not 50 to 100 feet away from their dugouts. This is very much the way it is at McCormick Field as the pitch misses outside. Count goes to 2-1. As a matter of fact, those that are at the ballpark watching the game that sit out in that area, they can actually walk right by the dugouts and the clubhouses and cross paths with the players. The 2-1 offering from Bautista. Walcott's going to check it to third. Austin Deming coming over to throw in time, and there's two down. The defensive alignment for Asheville looks like this. Luis Baez is over in left field. Logan Cerny is over in center field. Jackson Lofton gets the start tonight in right. Over at third base, Austin Deming, we just mentioned him. Ryan Johnson gets the start at shortstop. Narbe Cruz, the second baseman. Garrett Gilmet over at first base. John Garcia getting the start behind home plate. It's the breaking ball to Jason Morbell, taken for strike one. Morbell comes in, a 209 hitter, as the breaking ball really gets away from Bautista. He never really had a good grip on it, apparently, as he almost threw it to the backstop on the fly. It's Morbell this series, 1-for-14. As he could appreciate a big night here in the worst of ways, as that ball is going to be tapped foul. As the count goes to 1-2. Last night we had 4,200 people here at the ballpark. It was a sellout. Tonight, not quite going to be that big a number, even though there's still a good crowd here for this jersey giveaway night. It's Bautista. Wheels and fires the 1-2. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball taken for strike three. Morbell does not agree, but the inning comes to a close. Edinson Bautista gets a pair of strikeouts. We've played a half an inning at McCormick Field. The Tourists coming to bat in a scoreless ball game. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium, That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the Claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the Claw, y'all.
Bottom of the first inning, Cole Drake gets the start this evening for the Hickory Crawdads. Comes in with a 3-2 record on the year, making a sixth start. He's got a decision in every previous start this year for the Hickory Crawdads, which tells you that he does a very good job of pitching competitive innings and keeping the club in the contest. Logan Cerny will lead things off. He'll be followed by Luis Baez, Luis Encarnacion. That's the top third of the order. It's Cole Drake. First pitch, that's going to be bunted down the third baseline, and that's going to be a base hit. As Drake usually finds the strike zone, he has five walks on the season. Cerny took advantage of it. He gets a bunt single, beautifully laid down the third baseline. That brings up Luis Baez. Baez comes up a 261 hitter. Had his 18th home run of the season last night. He also has 62 RBI. Drake out of the set position. Fastball taken for a strike. 92 miles an hour on the pitch from Cole Drake. We'll get to the defensive alignment in just a moment for the Crawdads. Drake, the 0-1. That ball hit sharply but foul down the third baseline. Baez, one of the highly touted prospects in the Houston Astros organization, certainly has a lot of the skills that would get the attention of fans and scouts alike. The 0-2 from Drake. Cut on and missed. Baez, a strikeout victim his first time up. It's one out in the inning. And that's going to bring up Luis Encarnacion. Last night, the Asheville Tourists got off to a very fast start offensively. Two runs in the first inning, four in the second, two more in the fourth. And that's all they would need. They would tack on two more later on in the ball game. But the early start really did the Crawdads in last night. It's the changeup at 80 miles an hour, cut on and missed by Encarnacion. The defensive alignment looks like this. Quincy Scott is in left field. Yossi Galan in center. Jason Morabell over in right. As the pitch cut on and missed by Encarnacion. The count quickly goes to 0-2 on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. I'm going to do my best to give you as vivid a picture of what's going on tonight because there is no video here in Asheville. It's competing radio broadcast as Drake, fastball at 93, misses up. Count goes to 1-2. Doug Maurer, literally 5 feet away from me. We could high-five each other in the middle of our respective calls. When you have the older ballparks, you're going to have the smaller press boxes. As the pitch, slider, misses down and in. Count evens at 2-2. The Crawdads with a win tonight guarantee a series win against these Asheville Tourists. Every one of the previous series with these two clubs have been stalemates. Now, all the games were played in Hickory previous, as though were a pair of split series between the two teams. A win tonight for the Crawdads gives a series win for either team in the series, and they'll have one more trip back to Asheville at the end of August. The pitch from Drake. That ball hit out to third. Figueroa over to second. The exchange was made. Daniel Cueva is going to get credit for the out as Cerny is retired at second. So Encarnacion reaches on the fielder's choice. There's two down in the inning, and that brings up John Garcia. Doug Maurer not only does the play-by-play for the radio broadcast here with the Asheville Tourist. He's also the one responsible for compiling a lot of the very interesting notes that you'll get about respective teams when you go on the road. It's the pitch to Garcia, taken for a strike. Before I get into that, Glider Figueroa is over at third base. Sebastian Walcott at shortstop. Daniel Cueva is over at second. Arturo Disla is over at first base. Tucker Mitchell is behind home plate. Here's a stat for you. And this is pretty significant. I'm trying to track it down. I thought I had it pinned, and I'm going to have to try to fumble through it. It's that ball. John Garcia hooks it foul. As it had the distance, it goes up the hill, but it was foul. As Garcia got just out in front of it, that pitch was a changeup. And Garcia jumped all over it, but he hooked it foul to run the count to 0-2. John Garcia. This is an unbelievable mark. I'll wait on the 0-2 pitch. We may have to save it for a couple innings later. As Garcia is going to lift the ball out into shallow right field. It's going to get down for a hit. Encarnacion gets to second. So it's the second hit of the inning for the tourist. And that'll bring up Austin Dimmick. That'll give me a chance to tell you about John Garcia. John Garcia became the first player in professional baseball on record, major or minor league, to record five doubles in one contest. It happened on June 5th against Bowling Green as he doubled in each of his first five at-bats in an 18-8 win against the Hot Rods. Major League Baseball single game records go back to 1901, what we call the modern era, as Deming swings and misses. Minor League Baseball game single game records go all the way back to 2005. Obviously, the digital age has gone a long way in really making these records stand out in minor league baseball. But that's still an unbelievable feat by John Garcia. As that ball is going to be chopped foul behind home plate. And the count goes to 0-2. Cole Drake trying to get out of this first inning. Two hits have been scratched out by the tourist. They had 14 last night, but Drake still in a good spot to keep the tourist off the board. The pitch, Deming swings and misses. Cole Drake gets a pair of strikeouts, leaves two runners on. We've played an inning here in Asheville, scoreless on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Top of the second inning, a scoreless ball game. It's Edinson Bautista and Cole Drake put up scoreless first innings. Bautista did his in 1-2-3 fashion, so face off against Arturo Disla. Arturo Disla, 6'2", 240-pound right-hand batter out of La Vega, Dominican Republic. the first pitch taken for a strike. Disla did not agree. Made his way up from the Down East Wood Ducks, a non-drafted free agent last year. So the breaking ball misses inside. We gave you an idea of what these two clubs look like defensively. We're going to give you an idea of what the two teams are wearing this evening, as well as give you some insight for those of you that missed the game last night, as Diesla misses, I should say, takes the breaking pitch down. As Bautista misses, the count goes to 2-1. Asheville tourists this evening, they're wearing their navy blue tops with the white piping stripe going up the buttons and around the collar. As Diesla smashes that ball back up the middle, he gets the first single of the ball game for the Crawdads. As he hit that ball immediately on the ground, but that ball was pilloried back through the middle. And that's going to bring up Tucker Mitchell. Mitchell, a 200 hitter, three home runs, 13 RBI. Mitchell last night was 1-for-5 with an RBI. Bautista, breaking ball. Mitchell takes it for a strike. The navy blue jersey with the, I want to call it the lunar green that they wear. Tourist across the front, the number on the back. The number is in white on the lower left rib cage. They're wearing the white pants with the navy blue socks. They have the navy blue bill hat that's got the sort of washed out, almost denim looking body of the hat with the tourist logo on the front. It's the count to Mitchell, now 0-2. Here's the pitch. Mitchell swings and misses. That's three strikeouts for Edinson Bautista. There's one down in the second inning. And that brings up Glider Figueroa. Figueroa, with three hits last night, got his average up to an even 200 with six homers and 12 RBI. It's Figueroa. Hits that sharply through the right side of the infield. He's got himself a knock. Diesla holds up at second. There's not going to be a lot of first to third action on a ball hit in front of an outfielder in this ballpark. And I'll explain why here in just a moment. As Quincy Scott will step to the plate. The Crawdads this evening, they're wearing the gray jerseys with Crawdads across the chest in red. The numbers in red outlined in black. The gray pants, the black belts, the black socks, the black helmets, as Scott bounces it over to Garrett Gilmet. The throw is to nobody in particular. They'll get the fielder's choice at second as Figueroa is retired. Narbe Cruz was the one that received the throw. It's going to be a 3-4 fielder's choice. But Narbe Cruz threw the ball to second. I mean, threw the ball from second to first. And there was nobody there. Bautista was working to get there, and eventually he would knock the baseball down, which saved a run. Diesla would have scored easily if it had gotten by. Yossi Galan steps to the plate with runners at the corners. Bautista, breaking ball, misses in. Runners on the corners, two down here in the top of the second inning. Galan waits on the pitch, drives the ball to right field, foul. That's going to make its way into the seats. Here at historic McCormick Field, it's 326 down the line with about a 20-foot high wall. I did some more research before tonight's game, and my numbers were a little off, but I'm going to correct it now. The wall is about 20 feet high, going all the way around from the left field corner to just to the right of the batter's eye. And it's a metal fence that's got, it looks like tongue and groove fencing. Because it's not flat. So you'll get some unusual ricochets off the fence. So they throw over to first. Scott gets back in time. 326 down the line with a 20-foot high wall. 370 in the left center field gap. You better hit it well if you knock it out of here. As Scott's going to go, Gallant's going to bounce it out to shortstop. Johnson fields it. The throw across to Gilmet in time. That retires the side. The Crawdads leave a couple runners on. We go to the bottom of the second. I'll tell you more about this ballpark when we return here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Bottom of the second inning, Narbe Cruz to lead things off for the Asheville Tourist in a scoreless ball game. Cole Drake gave up a couple base hits in the first inning, but got out of it with no damage done. In fact, he struck out two batters in the frame. Drake has thrown 26 and a third innings, 30 strikeouts. As he's averaging over a strikeout a game, and I really wouldn't imagine that tonight would be dramatically different. Cole Drake, the 1-1, wheels and fires. Breaking ball, misses up. Narbe Cruz, a .259 hitter, 6 homers, 27 RBI. 1-for-4 in this series. Here's the 2-1, as that poured right over the middle of the plate to even the count at 2-2. I mentioned the Crawdads wearing the gray jerseys, the gray pants. They're wearing the black hat with the Crawdad C. It's the baseball with the Crawdad holding it. As Cruz swings and misses, that's the third punch out for Cole Drake. There's one down in the second inning for Garrett Gilmet. Now, for a left-hander like Cole Drake, as if he really needed any help, that breaking ball is going to be rolled foul to the third base side. This ballpark plays pretty fairly from left field, from left center field at the batter's eye over. However, this is where it gets weird. It's where it gets tricky. As they're going to say Gilmet committed on the swing. He falls behind 0-2. Maybe not. It is 0-2. Cole Drake misses with the fastball up at 94. The 20-foot high wall continues out to center field, just to the right of the batter's eye. The batter's eye is, in fact, the wall on the field of play, which is not unusual. Another 94-mile-an-hour fastball misses up. The count evens at 2-2. Here's what is unusual. In Hickory, 400 to dead center. 400 usually a magic number. So the breaking ball misses down. The count runs full. Here in Asheville, 20-foot high wall, 373 feet away. It's the pitch cut on and missed. Gilmet swings and misses. Four strikeouts for Cole Drake, and there's two down in the second. So, yes, 373 to dead center. That's where this ballpark starts to get a little more favorable for slugging percentages and for guys with a little pop that can go to right field. Jackson Lofton will step to the plate as he lifts that ball high, very shallow, into right field. Morbell comes on and makes the catch. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Cole Drake, and we go to the third. Scoreless ball game here in Asheville. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads. www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Maggie Hartnett of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Top of the third inning. Daniel Cueva to lead things off here in the top of the third inning. Here inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth, Brian Rushing here with you. So glad you could join us on this Saturday night. A little bit later on, we'll take a look at some of the scores from around the South Atlantic League and Major League Baseball. Three games of interest we always keep track of in the majors. It's Cueva. Waits on the 1-0 pitch from Edinson Bautista. Breaking ball, cut on and missed. Count evens at 1-1. Cueva joined the club this week. 0-6 so far. In his very early time, as he came from Kinston, North Carolina, Bautista misses up with his fastball at 96. Count goes to 2-1. So the wind is blowing out to center field. We'll see if Cueva can take advantage as the breaking ball cut on and missed. The count goes to 2-2. It'll be Cueva, Cauley, and Walcott here in the third inning. Bautista wheels and fires. Here's the pitch. Just misses. Garcia tried to sell it to the home plate umpire, Alex Shears. He wasn't buying. The count runs full. Here's the payoff to Cueva. Cueva has himself his first base hit as a Hickory Crawdads player. I called it during the pregame show that he likely would get that hit tonight, so he's now 1-for-7. He gets a leadoff single to open up the third inning. That's going to bring up Cam Cauley, who struck out. Cauley now with... He didn't have any sort of wrapping or anything on his bat in his first plate appearance. In the first swing that he took, He launched his bat about 150 feet away. This at bat, he has got a brand new shiny white wrap on the bat. We'll see if that helps him out any. As he fouls it off to the first base side. 0-1 the count. Guilmette holding on the runner. Daniel Cueva over at first base. The pitch misses down at 95. Tomorrow we're back with you for the finale of this series. 105 first pitch, 12:50 will be our pregame show time. And then I'll get off the mountain and head back toward the Charlotte Metro while the club goes back to Hickory. We'll reconvene on Tuesday against the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Six-game series. Bautista. The 1-1 offering. Here it comes. Cueva goes. The pitch taken for a ball. The throw to second is in time. Cueva tried to go to the back side of the bag. He might have overslid the bag. That might have been how he was called out, as Tatum Littleton calls out Cueva, and he's erased 2-4. Count goes to 2-1 to Cam Cauley. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball misses inside. So Cauley is in the driver's seat here with a 3-1 count. He'll take time. It's Bautista. Has the sign from Garcia. Here's the 3-1 offering. As Cauley's going to foul it down past Chad Comer on the third base side. Comer, the field manager, also the third base coach, not an uncommon scenario. Jay Sullinger is the first base coach. He might have been reliving some glory days earlier during practice, pregame workouts. As Cauley swings and misses, that's the second strikeout that he's experienced in this ballgame. There's two down in the third inning. Bautista now with four punch outs. That'll bring up Sebastian Walcott with two down in the inning. Walcott, an excuse me swing down to third. Deming was able to make the play. As that pitch up near his eyes was able to foul it straight back. Walcott 6-for-17 in this series. A double, a home run, and three RBI. It's Bautista, breaking ball, works the count 0-2 as he had that ball break right over the middle. As the pitch misses inside. Walcott, if he continues to hit the baseball the way that he has for a prolonged period over the last month, month and a half, you could see this young man finish with a very respectable 265, 270 average. I mean, he's been that good. And considering what the first month of the season looked like, if he finishes 265, 270, somewhere in that ballpark, that's going to be an amazing turnaround. Bautista, breaking ball, misses inside. Count runs full at 3-2. The payoff pitch from Bautista. Here it comes. Walcott swings and misses. It's the fifth strikeout through three innings for Edinson Bautista. We go to the bottom of the third, a scoreless ball game. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday.
discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Bottom of the third inning, Ryan Johnson leads things off. For the Asheville Tourist, it'll be Johnson, Cerny, Baez, 9-1-2 against Cole Drake. Breaking ball taken for a strike. Drake has been in control pretty much from the start. A bunt single, a bloop single to right, that's all he's allowed. So the pitch misses up at 93. Bautista, as a right-hander, throws a little harder than Cole Drake, where Cole Drake sits 93-94. Bautista sits 95-96. But the control, the command, the multiple pitches, that was a changeup that was cut on and missed by Johnson. He's got a big breaking ball, then he's got more that looks like a slider. He's able to locate pretty much on demand as the pitch misses high. The count evens at 2-2. If Cole Drake is not on the Texas Rangers' radar as far as prospects are concerned, I think it won't be long before he will be, and certainly should, as that changeup just fell off the table. Swung on and missed by Johnson. One down in the third. Five strikeouts for Cole Drake. Got his first win in Greenville against the Greenville Drive. This is the first time that he's seen the Asheville Tourist. It's the pitch. Cerny actually swings this time, pulls it foul. The first pitch that he saw from Cole Drake, he bunted it beautifully down the third baseline. Breaking ball from Drake, taken for strike two. Cerny did not agree. Cerny last night launched a baseball in the seventh inning over the Ingles sign. So he hit it well. He hit it well. He did. It was actually over the Mission Orthopedic sign. I remember now. It's the pitch. 93-mile-an-hour fastball misses high. Count goes to 1-2. Cerny hit it well over a 42-foot-high fence. I was off a little bit last night. As Cerny's going to roll that one foul out toward Figueroa at third. It's the highest wall in all of minor league baseball. 42 feet. And it's in a spot that basically is right above the scoreboard. It's an electronic scoreboard, but it's one of the older models. It's the pitch from Drake. Cerny. Wow, they say he held up. I don't know, folks. Tatum Littleton gave Logan Cerny an awful lot of latitude with that non-committal of a swing, and I'm using air quotes. You can't see him. The 2-2. That catches the outside edge. It's a strikeout looking as Cerny didn't really know whether he wanted to pull the trigger or not. He decided not to, and, well, he regrets it. Six strikeouts for Cole Drake. Two down. That's going to bring up Luis Baez. A little bit of cloud cover this afternoon, but the sun is drenching the field here at this point as Baez fouls it into the mitt of Tucker Mitchell. The only shadows here in the ballpark are right around home plate as the sun sets basically over the first baseline. Quincy Scott, a little bit later on in this game, will have some issues as far as sunfield concerns. Baez takes a pitch high. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Drake, breaking ball, just missed. Count evens at 2-2. I mentioned the 42-foot high fence. Directly underneath the scoreboard, that is the left, the right center field gap. The sign, the distance measured. Baez drives it out to center field. Yossi Galan is going to play it off the Bemco sign. The throw into second is going to be offline. Luis Baez has himself a double. And again, that's a ball that, especially being with the wind blowing out, ordinarily in most ballparks, that's a catchable baseball. Here, it's a double. Galan was tracking it. He just knew that he was at the warning track and it was still going over his head. You play very shallow in the outfield here, especially in center and right. Left field, not so much, but center and right, absolutely. And Morabell playing off the line and right for obvious reason. As Encarnacion swings and misses. 320 is the sign in right center field. If you get it up in the air at all, you've got a really good chance for it to leave the yard. And even if it doesn't, you're still going to get slugging numbers because it's going to go off the wall. Two out in the inning. It's the third hit allowed by Cole Drake. The pitch misses down. Count evens at one apiece. Today in Asheville, it got up to the low to mid-80s. Very temperate outside. I made a couple trips out to take care of some business, and it was really nice outside. 1-1 count to Encarnacion. Here's the pitch from Drake. That's going to be lifted foul up and out of play on the first base side. So it's 373 in dead center, 20-foot high wall. Right center, 320, 42-foot high wall. If you hit a line drive that could conceivably get out of LP Franz Stadium, it may not get out of McCormick Field. You lift it high, and it's a can of corn and hickory. Could be a home run here as Encarnacion swings and misses. Cole Drake, through three innings, has got seven strikeouts. We've got a scoreless game on our hands, folks. We'll be back for the fourth inning in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Alex Cook of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. And now, back to Brian Rushen in the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth.
Top of the fourth inning here at historic McCormick Field. Brian Rushen here with you. So glad you could join us on this Saturday night. It's Jason Morbell will be followed by Arturo Disla and Tucker Mitchell. 3-4-5 in the order for the Crawdads. Bautista, breaking ball, misses to open up the fourth inning. It's Morbell swinging for the downs. Comes up empty. This count evens at 1-1. The pitch misses outside. Morbell. Count goes to 2-1. The pitch misses outside. The count goes to 3-1. It's Morbell now in the driver's seat. Here's the offering from Edinson Bautista. That ball snagged by Garrett Gilmet. Morbell hit it on the nose, but Gilmet got a good read off the bat. Was able to snare the line drive. Takes a base hit away from Morbell. And there's one down in the fourth. And that brings up Arturo Disla. Disla, a single back through the middle. It's one of three hits for the Crawdads in this ballgame. Scoreboard looks identical on the line score. It's Disla. Fouls it off over to the first base side. If the ball goes out of play on the first base side beyond the seating bowl, it goes down the hill. I don't know where it ends up. I just know it goes downhill. Bautista, that ball's going to be dribbled out to shortstop. Ryan Johnson, the throw to first in time. And there's two down here in the fourth. Folks, get ready to feel the love at a night of kindness on Saturday, September 28th at L.P. Franz Stadium. Don't miss performances by Lauren Daigle, Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, and Jenny Owens. Tickets and information can be found at theartofcompassion.net. A night of kindness is presented by The Art of Compassion, Lenore Ryan University, and Imagine One Hospitality. As that ball drilled back up the middle but perfectly played by Narbe Cruz as he gets Tucker Mitchell on the 4-3 ground out to retire the side. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Edinson Bautista. We go to the bottom of the fourth, scoreless here in Asheville. We'll be right back.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the fourth inning, scoreless ball game. John Garcia leads off the fourth inning for the Asheville Tourist. strikeouts. Cole Drake has been dominant so far for the Crawdads. 7 strikeouts, 3 hits allowed. Garcia, a .291 hitter with 10 home runs. It's the changeup taken for a strike. John Garcia, 6-foot right-handed bat out of the Bronx, New York. 19th round pick back in 2022 from Grambling State. Been here from the start in Asheville. It's the pitch. Lifted high. Foul ground. Diesla. Basically on top of the first base coach's box will make the catch. And there's one down. And that'll bring up Austin Deming. I left this club on Sunday after the series conclusion with the Greenville Drive. And since that Sunday, this ball team has looked very different in way of their rosters. That ball into foul ground, drifting over. Jason Morbell, he makes the catch in the bullpen, and there's 2 down in the inning. This ballpark has much more foul ground than does LP Franz Stadium. As the foul ground tapers tighter and tighter as you get toward the corners. Not here. It actually flanges out. Looks almost like a wine glass. It just kind of flares out at the top. Is that ball driven out to right field? It's going to be a base hit. Morbell knocked it down. Narbe Cruz has a 2-out single. It's the 4th hit for Asheville. As Narbe Cruz just went with the pitch, served it out to right field. Garrett Gilmet with 2 down at the plate. The pitch fouled straight back. We're at a time of day right now to where the pitcher does have an advantage, especially Cole Drake, as the shadow cuts at an angle right in front of the mound to where as soon as Cole Drake lets go of the baseball in the sun, it immediately disappears in shadow. So the pitch misses outside to throw. Narbe Cruz is going to get himself a stolen base, and he's going to take 3rd on the throwing error from Tucker Mitchell. As he threw it down to 2nd, Donyer Cueva got a glove on it, but it tipped off the top of his glove and ended up in very shallow center field. So it's a stolen base for Narbe Cruz, a throwing error for Tucker Mitchell, and with a runner at 3rd and 2 down, the count evens at 1-1. So the pitch misses down. I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that if you've been to LP Franz Stadium, you see a lot of different Crawdads variations of promo jerseys. Well, it's no different here in Asheville. The Asheville jersey this year, or this time around, is a pink jersey with sort of a creamsicle number on the back as the pitch fouled straight back with AVL in the front. The AVL is in white, and the V, instead of your standard script V, is actually a peace sign. As this is a town that certainly embraces that part of life, as Figueroa fields it, the throw across in time to Diesla, retires the side. A runner stranded, we've played 4 innings here in Asheville. Scoreless ball game. We'll be back in just a bit. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
Glider Figueroa leads things off here in the top of the fifth inning. A scoreless ball game as Edinson Bautista and Cole Drake have been matching goose eggs on the board from the start. Figueroa takes a breaking ball outside. I mentioned Jay Sullinger a little earlier in the broadcast. Jay Sullinger is the first base coach for the Hickory Crawdads. He's also the outfield coach as he instructs the outfielders. Well, he had the guys out during their pregame workouts today, and, well, he was trying to hit balls off the wall in right field. The problem is that apparently he's been working on his swing lately. He couldn't hit the wall a few times. He launched the ball over the wall on several occasions. And again, when you're hitting fungos and you get a chance to launch them off the wall, you might do one just to kind of show the guys you still got it. But he did it numerous times. It's Figueroa swings and misses. So the count evens at 2-2. And he wasn't trying to go the short route. He was taking it over the big part of the wall during the workout earlier today. It was impressive. The 2-2, Figueroa takes the ball outside. Count runs full. Figueroa, Scott Gallan batting here in the fifth inning. The pitch from Bautista. Figueroa swings and misses on a changeup. The strikeout is the sixth for Bautista. We've got one down in the fifth, and that brings up Quincy Scott. Scott takes a fastball in tight. Quincy Scott, a 217 hitter with one home run, 38 runs driven in. Grounded into a fielder's choice his first time up as that pitch catches the outer third for strike one. Bautista delivers. Scott lifts that one foul beyond the seats over on the right field side. It's Bautista. The 1-2. Here it comes to Scott. Almost got a piece of Scott. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. A lot of Asheville jerseys here representing the varieties of promo jerseys they've had over the years. There is a smattering of Crawdads jerseys here in the ballpark this evening as Scott gets tied up on the swing and miss. He's a strikeout victim. There's two down in the fifth. Gallan steps to the plate. He grounded out to shortstop. His First time up. Bautista. Fastball. 94 taken for a strike. One thing I did see this evening that was really interesting was something I wasn't expecting. Somebody wearing an Altoona curve hat at the ballpark. That ball rolled out to shortstop. Johnson fields it. The throw across in time. Gallant has retired a 6-3 putout. We're halfway through here in Asheville. Scoreless ball game. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Bottom of the fifth inning. It'll be for the Asheville Tourists, Jackson Lofton, Ryan Johnson, and Logan Cerny. Jackson Lofton flew out to right field, shallow right field, his first time up. It's the Hickory Crawdads, no runs on three hits, one error. No runs on four hits, no errors for the Asheville Tourists. In the bottom of the fifth inning is the pitch from Cole Drake. Misses just outside. The shadows now pretty much engulfing the entirety of the pitcher's mound. Change up. Count goes to 2-0. As soon as we're done tomorrow, the club heads back to Hickory to take on the Aberdeen Ironbirds. If you like to watch teams run the bases, steal bases, utilize the run game, well, you're going to be in hog heaven tomorrow. As that ball lifted out to left field, Quincy Scott, Yossi Gallant converging. Gallant makes the call. There's one down in the fifth. And that will bring up Ryan Johnson. Johnson, a .213 hitter, batting ninth for this club, has really taken advantage of the fact of what this ball yard provides. He has 14 homers on the season. You don't necessarily think that a guy with a .213 average is going to have 13 long balls or 14 long balls, but that's sort of the effect of this ballpark. As Johnson swings and misses. I would imagine for the coaches here, it's really difficult to have the players stay locked into their discipline of hitting when there's the inviting right field wall that's either 320 or 297 down the right field line. If you want a right-handed batter to stay inside the baseball, that's easy. Getting a left-handed batter to do it becomes a little tougher in this yard. As the pitch misses, the count goes to 2-2. The offering, cut on and missed. Johnson, a strikeout victim again. That is punch out number 8 in the ballgame for Cole Drake. And with two down, takes us back to the top of the order for Logan Cerny. Cerny, a bunt, single, and a strikeout. He has one of the four hits for the Asheville Tourist. It's the Asheville Tourist celebrating their 100th year anniversary in McCormick Field this season. They celebrated with a centennial game on April the 3rd, which was the actual date the ballpark opened. It was an exhibition game against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the Class A team of the Astros chain. The two clubs played here to celebrate the anniversary of a ball yard that, at least from home plate looking out, has pretty much maintained the same aesthetic for years. As Cerny's going to pop the pitch foul into the seats. The location of home plate is exactly where it was 100 years ago. The scoreboards have changed, the seats have changed, the grandstands have been altered numerous times, but when you look at photos from 100 years back or somewhere in that era, the looks are very similar. Of course, this ballpark was in the movie Bull Durham, which I actually had a chance to watch a little bit of this morning on the Major League Baseball Network. It's the pitch to Cerny. That ball's driven out to left center field. Gallon drifts back. He'll make the catch on the track, and that'll retire the side. Cole Drake has gone through five innings. Just like Edinson Bautista, we go to the sixth. We've got a stalemate going. We're scoreless here in Asheville. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? Hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? Hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? Hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. We go to the sixth inning. Jackson Naza is on, making his debut for the Asheville Tourist. Naza, a 6-1 right-hander out of St. Cloud, Florida. Did not play last year, a 14th round pick from 2023, a former Ragin' Cajun from UL Lafayette. It's Daniel Cueva to lead things off here in the sixth inning against the new arm in Jackson Naza. Where's number 13? As Cueva swings and misses, the count goes to 0-2. Beautiful night here in Asheville. Got a little nervous, saw some dark clouds as I got to the car this afternoon, but they've really, the dangerous-looking stuff has gone away. As Cueva swings and misses, strikeout for the new pitcher, Jackson Naza. And that's going to bring up Cam Cauley. Colley lifts that ball out to center field, and that ball has left the yard. Cam Colley sends it over the Envision sign as the Crawdads take a 1-0 lead. For Colley, that's his 9th home run of the season, and the stalemate is broken as Hickory has the lead. My sweet mother! He gets the solo shot, and the Crawdads are on the board. And that is the effect of McCormick Field. At LP Franz Stadium, that's a ball that might have gotten to the track, probably doesn't. But it's a home run here. And they all count. And for the Crawdads, that's great. They've got a 1-0 lead. As Walcott's going to lift that one into the infield. Narbe Cruz, he'll make the catch, and there's two down. And that brings up Jason Morabell. So Cam Colley, with his 9th homer of the season, has broken this scoreless tie at 1-0. We do have a couple finals from the South Atlantic League. We'll get to here in just a moment. As Neza throws a changeup to Morabell for strike one. Jason Morabell has had a hit taken away from him. He's also struck out. As Neza misses outside, count evens at 1-1. Aberdeen beat Brooklyn 4-3 in the first game of their doubleheader. Rome beat Bowling Green 2-0 in the first game of their double dip. So the stage is set, perhaps, that if the Crawdads can manage to get a win this evening, they can cut on some of that lead that now sits at 4 games, currently now, I guess, 3.5, between the Bowling Green Hot Rods and the Hickory Crawdads. As the pitch misses down to Morabell, the count goes full. Cam Colley with his 5th hit in the series, his 2nd homer. He's also got a triple in this ballpark. That's probably more impressive than the home runs. As the pitch misses down, Jason Morabell draws a walk. Bautista, in 5 innings of work, did not surrender a walk. Arturo Disla will step to the plate. It's the breaking ball from Neza misses. The pitch misses outside from Neza. So the pitch from Neza misses high, and the count goes 3-0. So after giving up the home run, he gets the pop fly in the infield of Sebastian Walcott. Then he walks Morabell, and now he's got a 3-0 count against Arturo Disla. John Garcia continues his conversation with Neza. Now Alex Shears is going to go out and break up the conversation. Next half inning, we'll catch up on some Major League Baseball scores of interest, as many of those games have just gotten started. Neza throws one down the middle. Disla fouls it off to the first base side. The Crawdads have broken out in front, a solo shot from Cam Colley. It's Disla, swings and misses on the slider, and the count runs full. So Garrett Gilmatt's going to go back to a normal position at first base. Jason Morabell's going to go to second as soon as Neza goes plateward. Here's the pitch. Disla swings and misses. Great comeback there from Neza to strike out Diesla, but a solo shot from Cam Cawley makes it a 1-0 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Luis Baez to lead things off, followed by Luis Encarnacion and John Garcia. It's Cole Drake's been given a 1-0 lead off the solo shot from Cam Cawley. Drake starts Baez with a changeup. He swings through it. Count goes to 0-1. A win tonight for the Crawdads, and they win the series, regardless of tomorrow's verdict. But a win tonight does set up an opportunity for the Crawdads, if they can make it happen, of potentially winning 5 out of the 6 games here at this ballpark. That's not nothing either. It's Baez, swings and misses. Count goes to 1-2. Drake is taking great advantage of his ability to throw the ball in the low to mid-90s, and that changeup is just sensational. Is again another changeup fouled back by Baez this time. He's thrown 3 out of the 4 pitches as changeups. Is he going to try to speed him up here? We'll have to wait and see. Drake delivers. Misses high at 93. Count evens at 2-2. Both clubs have 4 hits. Cawley's home run, the difference on the scoreboard. The changeup cut on and missed. Mitchell hangs on to it. That's another strikeout for Cole Drake. 9 punch-outs in this contest. There is some bullpen activity going for the Crawdads. Luis Encarnacion steps to the plate. Encarnacion drives the ball to left center field, but it's going to stay in the yard. Gallan makes the catch, but there's 2 down. Off the bat, it looks like it's going to do damage. Certainly the crowd reacts. It sounds like it's going to do damage, but not a ton of carry out to left center field. Breaking ball taken for a strike to John Garcia. Garcia's got a single to his credit. He's also popped foul to first. As Garcia tried to push it down the first base line. So the count goes to 0-2. Jacob Maytone is in the bullpen for the Crawdads as Garcia will take time out. Drake delivers as that pitch just misses to work the count to 1-2. Cole Drake has the sign. Cut on and missed. Garcia strikes out. It's 10 punch outs for Cole Drake. He has been sensational in this ball game. We are through six innings. The Crawdads lead 1-0. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Friends Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Maggie Hartnett of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Top of the seventh inning, Tucker Mitchell to lead things off against Jackson Neza. Neza came in the sixth inning and gave up the solo shot to Cam Cawley. It's the first offering at 93 miles an hour taken for strike one. That'll be Mitchell, Figueroa, and Scott. So the slider misses. Count evens at 1-1. Now, Hickory Crawdads fans that are tuning in this season, please don't call me an ingrate. I'm thinking like you guys are. As Mitchell lifts the pitch high, on the edge of the infield, drifting back is Ryan Johnson. He'll make the catch, and there's one down. The Crawdads do have the 1-0 lead. That is great news. However, would really like to see the Crawdads maybe put up a crooked number sooner rather than later to maybe get some distance between themselves and the tourist. Figueroa. Out to first, Gilmet fields it. He'll take it himself to the bag, and there's quickly two down. Jacob Maytone still throwing down in the bullpen. It looks like he could come on to pitch the seventh inning. And if this is, in fact, the last batter that Cole Drake has faced this evening, what a performance. He has been off the charts good this evening. Scott takes a pitch down. Both clubs have four hits. Last night, 25 hits for both clubs. So you go from 25 in a game to 8 now. Scott swings and misses on the slider. Scott, the slider, misses. The count evens at 2-2. The shadows no longer existing on the field as that pitch, a changeup, misses inside. The count goes full. There might be some cloud cover off to the west, which is what's obscuring the sun. No sun and shadows here at the ballpark as Quincy Scott. He's going to draw a two-out walk. That's going to bring up Yossi Galan. Galan is grounded out twice to shortstop in this ballgame. As Galan tried to go the other way with it, and that's actually a great idea, but he fouls it off to the first base side. If Naze is going to try to work the outer third, if Galan can let the ball travel, he could have some really good results here. As the pitch misses down, the count 1-1. Crawdads with the 1-0 lead. A sixth-inning home run from Cam Cauley has been the only run in this ballgame. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses up at 93. Count goes to 2-1. I mentioned last night that there's actually a football stadium that sits above the center field wall here at McCormick Field. Well, from time to time, you'll see people get actually out there near the football field and watch the game. It's a great view. I mean, it's a great view. It's like having an outfield seat at a big league ballpark. As Galan is going to lift that pitch out to right field, drifting over is Jackson Lofton. He'll make the catch to retire the side. It's stretch time in Asheville. 1-0 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Bottom of the seventh inning, Austin Deming steps to the plate against new pitcher Aiden Curry. Aiden Curry out of the bullpen. We talked about this last night, that we might have seen him last night. Well, I was a day off, but he's getting the opportunity to pitch here in the seventh. As he only went two innings on Tuesday in the game that was suspended, so of course they weren't going to bring him back the next day. So this effectively translates into a bullpen day. As Deming swings, fouls a pitch off at 96, back into the seats. Aiden Curry, 1-7 record on the year with a 6.88 ERA. Going to try to see if he can help Cole Drake's effort this evening as that breaking ball just misses. So count goes to 1-2. Cole Drake, 6 innings, 4 hits, no runs, no walks, 10 strikeouts. Utter dominance from Cole Drake tonight. Curry, that ball, hit out to shortstop. Walcott fields it, gets it over to Diesla, and there's one down. And that brings up Narbe Cruz. Aiden Curry, the right-hander, recently turned 22 years old, out of Ossining, New York, a non-drafted free agent back in 2020. It's Curry. This is outside, but not by much. Curry, the 1-0. This is outside at 96. As Aiden Curry has shown significant improvement from the start of the year to where we are now. As that pitch is going to be fouled back to the netting. So the count is 2-1 to Narbe Cruz. Curry, that ball lifted to the netting. It trickles over the netting and into the seats to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Curry has the sign. Now delivers. Slider misses. Count goes full. Curry on the season. 69 and a third innings pitch, 73 hits, 59 runs, 32 walks, 89 strikeouts. As he just misses to Cruz, it's a one-out walk. It's the first walk allowed by Crawdad's pitching this evening. And that will bring up Garrett Gilmet. Diesla holding on the runner over at first. Curry. That ball. Mashed foul. As Gilmet was trying to make sure that he was dialed up for the fastball. Well, that's what he got. It was a little far out in front of it. The pitch from Curry misses high. The throw down to first. Cruz gets back in time. Of course, when we're done with tonight's action, we'll have the Black Tie Transportation postgame show. We'll take a look at this game. We'll give you an update on South Atlantic League scores, and we'll see what's going on in the majors. Not a lot going on right now. As much of the action that we keep track of is early. Boston did have a 1-0 lead on Texas a few minutes ago. They were in the bottom of the second. Tampa and Houston barely got started. So did Miami and Atlanta. Curry, the 2-1. Slider cut on and missed. 2-ball, 2-strike count. Jackson Lofton is on deck. Behind Garrett Gilmet. Curry sets high. The 2-2. Lifted foul over to the first base side, up and out of play. 4,200 is the capacity at this ballpark for folks watching the game. But you've got 4,200 people about as tightly connected as you can possibly get them. Not a lot of wasted space here in the seating bowl. As Gilmet lifts that foul back behind home plate. Gilmut, young man out of Anaheim, California. Played his college ball at Texas. The 2-2. Breaking ball misses down. The throw to second is not in time. Narbe Cruz gets the stolen base. That's his second steal of the ball game. Narbe Cruz came into this game with two stolen bases. He's doubled that total. He now has four on the year. The count is full at 3-2. Curry, that ball lifted high and foul over on the third base side. There is bullpen activity for the Crawdads. As you might imagine, this would have been a one-inning stint for Curry. And hopefully it's a very uneventful, scoreless one-inning stint. Here's the payoff. Slider misses. Gilmet draws the walk. Runners at first and second and one down. And that's going to bring up Jackson Lofton. Tucker Mitchell's going to go out and have a conversation with Aiden Curry. As that meeting adjourns, and now Mitchell gets back behind home plate. Austin Deming led off the inning with a 6-3 ground out, but now back-to-back walks have given Jackson Lofton an opportunity to change the narrative in this ballgame. A 1-0 lead for Hickory here in the bottom of the seventh. Cam Cauley with a solo shot in the sixth inning. Curry, slider, taken for a strike. The 0-1 from Curry. He'll step off. Ryan Johnson is on deck. Hopefully we can save Johnson for the eighth inning. Maybe Curry can get a ground ball double play here. So the slider misses. Count evens at 1-1. Cruz down at second. Gilmet over at first. Everybody in the infield playing straight up. That ball hit out to right field. It's going to get down for a base hit. Morbell's going to get it in quickly. You're not going to score on a ball hit that sharply to right field. Not in this ballpark. Jason Morbell basically has about a 170-foot throw to the plate from the time he tracks it down. You're going to hit your cutoff in the shoulder and let it bounce in. That's exactly what happened. The bases are now loaded for Ryan Johnson. The bases are loaded with one down here in the seventh inning. Johnson has struck out twice. As the breaking ball misses. The 1-0 from Curry. Here it comes. Breaking ball. That's a true curveball there. 78 miles an hour evens the count at one apiece. So the fans for the first time in this ballgame have gotten legitimately engaged in what the tourists could be doing. As that ball is going to get fouled off the mitt of Tucker Mitchell. count goes to 1-2. A walk, and a single have loaded the bases here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The 1-2 from Curry. Here it comes. Breaking ball. Catches the outside edge, and Ryan Johnson is a strikeout victim looking. And with two down, that's going to bring up Logan Cerny. And this is a big at-bat. Cerny's 1-for-3 in the ball game. He does have a bunt single. But last night, he had some late-inning heroics. As Cerny lifts it foul over to the first base side. Cerny with a two-run shot in the seventh inning made it a 10-6 ball game. That was the final margin. And now Tucker Mitchell is going to go out again to have another conversation with Aiden Curry. I think everybody in this ballpark understands the gravity of this moment here. The Crawdads with a slim 1-0 lead in a situation here to where you want to win this ball game, plain and simple. That's all there is to it. And there's not been a ton of offense in this ball game. And you really don't want to see a lot of offense starting up here in the bottom of the seventh. Curry, the 0-1, misses outside with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball to even the count at 1-1. Cerny has 13 homers on the season, so there's no question he can put a charge in a baseball. Had success at L.P. Franz Stadium. One ball, one strike count with the bases loaded, two down. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, a 1-0 lead for Hickory. The pitch from Curry. Breaking ball, misses inside. Count goes to 2-1. Narbe Cruz down at third. Garrett Gilmet at second. As the ball catches the outside edge to even the count at 2-2. Jackson Lofton, the runner over at first base. As the sun is back out, the shadows have pretty much overtaken the entirety of the infield. Shouldn't really affect the batter's vision of a pitch at this point in the day. The crowd awakens. The 2-2 pitch from Aiden Curry. He sets high. Here's the pitch. Slider cut on and missed, or it was fouled off. It was fouled off. Cerny got just enough of it to knock it out of the mitt of Tucker Mitchell. And we stay at 2-2. This crowd is getting into it. The 2-2 from Curry. Here it comes. Fastball driven out to center field. Yossi Galan will make the catch. And the side is retired. They leave him loaded in the seventh. Do the tourist. We go to the eighth. 1-0 in favor of Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Alex Cook of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. And now, back to Brian Rushing in the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth.
Daniel Cueva to lead things off here in the eighth inning against Jackson Neza. A 1-0 lead for the Crawdads. That ball hit back up the middle. Daniel Cueva has his second hit of the ball game. It's a leadoff single here in the eighth. And man, do the Crawdads need some runs. They've got the right guy up at the plate for it, but they need some runs. Colley broke the tie in the sixth inning. A solo shot to center field over the Envision Pain Management sign, as he's created a little bit of pain management for this Asheville club over the course of these last five games. As he's got a couple home runs in the series. As Colley fouls the pitch off, as the count evens at 1-1. Cueva being held on at first base by Garrett Gilmet. It's the third inning of work for Neza as the pitch is fouled off to the right side. We do have some finals, some additional finals from around the South Atlantic League. In a doubleheader in Winston-Salem, Winston-Salem beat Greensboro 5-3. They'll play game two here in just a little bit as the pitch misses down. Count levels out at 2-2. I mentioned earlier that Aberdeen beat Brooklyn in extra innings 4-3 in game one. Game two is washed out. They'll try to do a doubleheader tomorrow. Throw over to first. Cueva gets back to the bag. Earlier today, Rome beat Bowling Green 2-0. Jersey Shore and Hudson Valley, Wilmington and Greenville, they're all in progress as Neza misses high and the count goes full. Sebastian Walcott is on deck. They'll throw back over to first. Now this will be interesting. A full count, nobody out, and both disengagements have been used by Jackson Neza in this circumstance. We'll see what happens here. As Colley swings and misses. He's a strikeout victim in the eighth. Jackson Neza has struck out three batters in his 2 1/3 innings of work. He came in for Edinson Bautista. Bautista went five innings, gave up three hits. He struck out seven. Sebastian Walcott down 0-1 with one down here in the top of the eighth. As that ball rolled out to second, they'll go the short route. Walcott's going to safely get to first. So it'll be a fielder's choice. And with two down, that brings up Jason Morbell. Morabell hasn't had much to cheer about in this series as Walcott goes. The throw down to second. Walcott is going to be safe. Tatum Littleton signaled something at second base that made Walcott safe. Maybe it was a blocking of the bag by Ryan Johnson. Whatever the case may be, Nate Shaver's going to go out and have a conversation with Littleton. So Walcott, who was dead to rights, is going to get credit for the stolen base. And it looked like it was because the bag was being blocked. His opportunity to touch the bag was nullified. Shaver's having a lengthy conversation. It doesn't seem to be an acrimonious conversation, but one of trying to get understanding of what Tatum Littleton saw in that exchange. Whatever the case may be, it's a 1-0 count. And Jason Morabell with a base hit here has an opportunity to make it a 2-0 lead. So Nate Shaver's not happy with the result, but at least he had a chance to say his piece, at least in some measure. As Morabell waits on the 1-0, that pitch taken for a strike. Evens the count at 1-1. Walcott down at second here in a 1-0 ball game. The pitch. Morabell drives it out to left field. Routine play for Baez. He'll make the catch. A base hit for Cueva goes by the boards. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's a 1-0 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the eighth inning. Jacob Maytone is on to pitch here in the eighth for the Crawdads. As Maytone will face off against the heart of the order for the Asheville Tourist, Luis Baez, Luis Encarnacion, and John Garcia. It's Maytone. Misses high with a breaking ball. One run on five hits, one error for the Crawdads. No runs on five hits, one error for the Tourist. As Baez lifts the pitch high over to the first base side. And it's going to end up in the seats. Baez got a third inning double. He's 1-for-3 in the ballgame. The 1-1 from Maytone. Here it comes. That ball rolled out to Sebastian Walcott. The throw in time to Diesla. There's one down. Jacob Maytone, a 2-4 record on the year with a 4.17 ERA. Pitching in his 29th game, he does have two saves on the year. 41 innings pitched, 25 hits, 23 runs allowed. 41 hits allowed on the season. 14 walks, 64 strikeouts, a 2.14 average against. Nope, I'm reading that wrong. 12 walks, 37 strikeouts, a 2.89 average against. So the count now even to Luis Encarnacion at 1-1. Here's the pitch. Just misses. Count goes to 2-1. Aiden Curry got through his one inning of work. He walked two batters, struck out a batter, gave up a hit, but no runs. Maytone misses just off the plate again. Count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 offering from Maytone as that ball rolled out to third. Figueroa fields it. The throw across in time to Diesla. There's two down in the eighth. And that brings up John Garcia. John Garcia is 1-for-3 in the ballgame. He struck out his last time up. As Garcia is going to foul it off the netting, off to my right, behind home plate. For the Crawdads in the ninth inning, it'll be Arturo Diesla, Tucker Mitchell, and Glider Figueroa to bat, middle third of the order for the Crawdads. Garcia waits on the pitch, takes it down. The count goes to 2-1. The lights are on here at the ballpark, but they haven't taken full effect yet. As Garcia swings and misses at the 2-1 offering. Maytone did a very good job of keeping that pitch down and even out of the zone. He got Garcia chasing, and now the count is even at 2-2. Maytone, he steadies at the belt. The pitch just misses. That's a great location. Was it a ball? Probably. Was it a great location? Absolutely. Payoff pitch. Garcia swings and misses. Jacob Maytone, yes, sir, yes, sir. A great job in the eighth inning. He gets a 1-2-3 frame. He gets John Garcia to strike out. We go to the ninth. A 1-0 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's. Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. the brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
Arturo Disla to lead things off here in the ninth inning. A 1-0 Crawdads lead. Jackson Naza still on the bump for the Asheville Tourist. The 1-0 to Disla. Taken for a strike. Disla, 1-for-3 in this contest. A single, a ground out, a strikeout. As that ball lifted foul, the count goes 1-2. It'll be Disla, Mitchell, Figueroa, middle third of the order. Folks, did you happen to watch SportsCenter this morning? If you haven't seen it yet, you're going to eventually. As Disla takes strike three, looking. One down in the inning. That's going to bring up Tucker Mitchell. The Hickory Crawdads were featured on the promo of the week on ESPN SportsCenter this morning. Next weekend, the Hickory Crawdads become the Hickory Dickory Docks. It's the breaking ball taken down. It looks like a San Diego Padres-style uniform. It's really not, even though the colors match. As Mitchell fouls the pitch back. All the way down to the clock being broken at 8:28. Indicative of the 828 area code. It's the pitch from Naza, taken for a strike. The count goes to 1-2. August 8th through the 10th. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you'll be able to get your fill of Hickory Dickory Docks merchandise at the ballpark. And as the pitch misses high, count evens at 2-2. Should be a lot of fun next week. If you haven't gotten your tickets against the Aberdeen Ironbirds, what are you waiting for? Get them. Mitchell swings and misses. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jackson Naza. There's two down in the ninth. And that brings up Glider Figueroa. Figueroa takes a first pitch strike. Figueroa has one of the five hits for the Crawdads. This game has been the exact opposite of last night's. Last night was a slugfest from the start. This one has been a nip-and-tuck affair with basically one pitch being the difference in this ballgame. Figueroa swings and misses. Count 1-2. Figueroa swings and misses. A strikeout of the side for Jackson Naza as he ends things on a high point through four innings of his work. We go to the bottom of the ninth. A 1-0 Crawdads lead. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Bottom of the ninth inning. Tonight's crowd not nearly as many as the night before, but still probably into it more than last night's crowd was. This is a crowd having a good time tonight. 32-72 tonight's attendance. And the Crawdads are trying to close it out in front of almost 3,300 people, trying to see if they can pick up a 1-0 win. It's Maytone. Misses his first offering to Austin Deming. It's Deming, Cruz, and Gilmet. Maytone, breaking ball, misses down. A win here for the Crawdads. They win the series. They can go for a great week tomorrow in the finale. Maytone takes a little something off the pitch, gets it for a strike. If you play six games on the road, you win four of them. That's a good week. You give yourself a chance to win five out of the six. That's sensational. Maytone has that pitch fouled off by Deming. Count evens at 2-2. There's no throwing in the bullpen for the Crawdads right now. And I think the ninth inning is basically Maytone's. That ball lifted high. Diesla drifting over. Can he make the play? He cannot. Went into the netting. Was not able to make the grab. Count stays 2-2. Jacob Maytone trying to pick up save number three on the season and get the win for Cole Drake. Here's the 2-2 offering right now. That ball, busted bat, flared out, foul ball. Is Deming missed a base hit by about 10, 12 feet. It really wasn't close, per se. But he's going to need a brand new piece of lumber to finish out this at bat. There's a crowd of about 10 to 12 people just up on the football field above the center field wall, getting a bird's eye view of this matchup between Austin Deming and Jacob Maytone. The 2-2. That ball fouled straight back. Maytone has the sign, holds at the belt, the pitch. Slider misses down. Count runs full. Maytone, the payoff. Lifted up. That's going to make its way to the rooftop. Or maybe not. The crowd reacted as if a guy or girl made a catch. Maybe off the ricochet, perhaps. The 3-2, here it comes. Zadpal dribbled foul. As Deming has fouled off five of the last six pitches, the sixth was a ball. Maytone, the payoff. Deming got just a piece of it. Cam Cauley has been the difference. A solo shot with one out in the sixth inning. It's been all the scoring in this ballgame. Jacob Maytone trying to make sure that's how it stays. The payoff. Driven out to center field. Yossi Galan is not going to be able to play it off the wall. It gets away from Galan. Deming round second is heading for third. No, he's not. He's going to check up. As Austin Deming hit the Fred Anderson Toyota of Asheville sign, and he's got a leadoff double. He hung around in the at-bat. He got a pitch elevated, and he drove it out to right center field. Galan almost put himself in a spot to where Deming was going to end up with a triple. And that's how it happens. A guy with Cam Cauley speed can take a ball to where an outfielder tries to make the catch at the wall. And if it gets away from him, that's how you get a triple here at this ballpark. Narbe Cruz will step to the plate. Now, you've got to ask yourself in this situation, what would you rather do? Look at Cruz trying to move the runner over to third or take three shots with the runner in scoring position. As Cruz fouls the pitch back. Maytone, the 0-1. Cruz lifts that high. It's going to stay in the yard. Figueroa will make the catch, and there's one down. That's a big out. You get a foul pop that gives no opportunity for a runner to advance. Now, of course, Asheville still took the tack that they were going to give their team three shots to score from second base. And now we'll start to see some bullpen activity happening for the Crawdads. As the slider misses. As Josh Malaris, well, that's another change. Josh Malaris is loosening in the bullpen. He was wearing number 35. He's now wearing number 40. The pitch cut on and missed. Gilmet has the count even. At 1-1. Gilmet swings and misses as Maytone worked the ball away from him as the count goes to 1-2. Gilmet, his last time up, drew a walk. Maytone, the 1-2. Slider cut on and missed. Two down in the inning. For Maytone, that's his second strikeout. Jackson Lofton will step to the plate. Lofton singled to right field his last time up. Maytone, slider misses outside. If Lofton somehow reaches, Ryan Johnson would be at the plate. If you're tuning in tonight with me, you hope that doesn't happen. Maytone, breaking ball, taken for a strike. That was more of a get-me-over-breaking ball. To even the count at 1-1. Lofton, a couple of flyouts and that single to right. Here's the 1-1 count. Slider misses away. The defense is back. Figueroa is hugging the line, and no doubles defense over there on the third base side. The 2-1. That ball lifted in the air to the edge of the infield. Sebastian Walcott calls everybody off. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Hickory Crawdads win this one in a nail biter. 1-0 over the Asheville Tourists. They claim the series against the Asheville Tourists with one game to go tomorrow. We'll be back in just a bit for the Black Tide Transportation postgame show coming up on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. It's now time for the Black Tide Transportation Crawdads postgame show, where we take a look back at tonight's game and get you ready for the next Crawdads broadcast. Let's go to the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network. And we welcome you back to historic McCormick Field. This ballpark, known for its offense. Tonight, anything but. As we're here inside the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth, it's now time for the Black Tide Transportation postgame show as the Hickory Crawdads win tonight in a nail biter. That's all right, folks. You can exhale now. A 1-0 win for the Crawdads as they claim the series against the Asheville Tourists. As they've won 4 out of 5 in this series, they'll go for an opportunity to win 5 out of 6 tomorrow. But this is how it went down tonight. In a game that took 2 hours and 18 minutes, the Hickory Crawdads, 1 run on 5 hits, 1 error. For the Crawdads, no runs on 6 hits, 1 error. Cole Drake got his 4th win of the season. He goes to 4-2. Jackson Neza falls to 0-1 as he gets the loss in relief. Jacob Maytone gets the save. It was his 3rd of the season. Cam Cawley was the offense in this one. His 9th home run of the season with 1 out in the 6th inning got the Crawdads out in front. Cole Drake was the story for the Crawdads. He was unbelievably good. Allowed four hits, struck out 10 batters. He gets his fourth win on the year. He was outstanding. As the Crawdads win 1-0 this evening. And they'll go for 5 out of 6 against this Asheville Tourist team. And we know for sure, regardless of what happens tonight between Bowling Green and Rome, this club's going to pick up a half a game again on the Hot Rods. Regardless of what happens in the doubleheader in game 2 of that double dip. So we're going to take a timeout now. We come back on the other side of the break. We're going to look at the Major League Baseball scores. We're going to look at the South Atlantic League. We're going to reset this ball game and get you ready for tomorrow. 12:50 will be our airtime. 105 first pitch as we wrap up this week-long set against the Asheville Tourists. Crawdads win 1-0. We'll be back in just a bit. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs. Final segment here on the Black Tie Transportation postgame show on this Saturday night. A 1-0 win for the Crawdads as they beat Asheville. As they'll wrap up the series tomorrow with an opportunity to win 5 games in this week. And that is a massively good thing. This is a club that's won 5 out of their last 6 contests. They'll try to continue that run tomorrow at 105. But here's what we know around Major League Baseball. The Texas Rangers have a 4-3 lead in the top of the 5th inning over the Boston Red Sox. Houston, they've got a 1-0 lead on Tampa, bottom of the 5th inning, that game being played at Minute Maid Park. Atlanta has a 3-1 lead on Miami in the top of the 4th inning. Those are the 3 games we keep track of nightly here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. South Atlantic League scores. Earlier today, Rome beat Bowling Green 2-0. In the second game, bottom of the 4th, they're just playing 7. Rome has a 2-0 lead. There's a reality that the Hickory Crawdads could pick up a game and a half tonight, depending upon what Rome does in the second game of the doubleheader. That would put them at 2.5 games back in third place in the South Division. So definitely you want to keep a track on that one. Maybe check the score out in about an hour or so. Hudson Valley, top of the 5th inning. They lead Jersey Shore 4-0. Greensboro, Winston-Salem. Winston-Salem won the first game earlier today 5-3. They're scoreless in the top of the 2nd. Top of the 6th inning, Wilmington and Greenville. They're tied at 4. If Greenville wins tonight, they have an opportunity, depending upon what happens in that second game between Rome and Bowling Green, to end up a half game back. As this South Division race looks like it's going to get tighter and tighter. Earlier today, Aberdeen beat Brooklyn 4-3. The second game got washed out. And then, of course, tonight, it's a 1-0 win for the Hickory Crawdads over the Asheville Tourist. Cam Cawley, the hero offensively, a solo shot in the 6th inning, gives the Crawdads all the offense they would need. Jacob Maytone getting some help from Aiden Curry. The bullpen does enough to get the win tonight. Maytone gets his 3rd save of the season. Cole Drake in 6 innings. Strikes out 10 hitters, allows 3 hits as the Crawdads win 1-0 tonight. Tomorrow, we're back with you. 12:50 is our pregame show time for a 105 first pitch as we wrap up this series here at historic McCormick Field. For Douglas LoCascio, Ashley Salinas, Robbie Willis, the entire crew at LP Franz Stadium, Doug Maurer, and these good people here at historic McCormick Field. This is Brian Rushing signing off on a Saturday night as the Crawdads win it 1-0 over Asheville. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Good night, everybody. We thank you for listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, Black Tide Transportation, and Sunbelt Rentals. We hope to see you next time on the Crawdads Radio Network.
In the cool Catawba River mist, there's excitement in the air. From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere. From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the Crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me Crawdads baseball. Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. There's an old rebel spirit in every part of Franz Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball, got a hold on me. Give me Crawdad's baseball. Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. So come out to the ballpark for some good old-fashioned fun. Join your friends and family. The good times have just begun.